Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And there are two celebrities in the building today. And it's not me. It's Jeff Wicker and Rebecca Wild. And Wicker joins us right now from Wicker and Wild. And they are here because River City Roll and Pendleton Law Team have partnered up to host an Anthem Lemonade Stand today at River City Roll to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Stop by anytime from now to 3 p.m. Try your aim at the dunk tank. Get $20 off bowling today when you donate $10 or more. And, of course, sip some ice-cold lemonade for a great cause. We love to support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. We can make this the sweetest fundraiser of the summer. Come roll with us at River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Jeff, it felt so good to dunk you.
I got to say, when you walked up, I even told Rebecca, because you said, I'm going to go with for Wicker. And I'm like, no. And I even asked you, I said, I know you do sports, but can you throw? And then you had the ball, and you said left-hand or right-hand. So now tell me, are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Oh, my gosh, because I think you threw it right-handed, didn't you? I don't remember. All I remember is water. I mean, you threw that so fast. And, I mean, like, I was down right away, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, that was too quick.
Yeah, I threw it with a lot of speed. I was surprised that I connected.
You nailed it.
I was trying to hit 90 miles per hour.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was awesome. So I did the dunk tank here at River City Roll for the SPCA.
Oh, cool.
A few months ago. But there's just something about dunk tanks. It's exhilarating.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, on a hot day like today, I was afraid the water was going to be really cold. It was refreshing.
Yeah. Except it's not bad to get dunked. Well, you get a little bit up your nose.
Yes, I got some up my nose. Well, you did so fast. Like, one lady who did it, you know, I kind of thought, like, okay, she's going to hit. Here we go. I'm ready. So I went down. You're like, I'm still talking to you, and the next thing I'm in the water. I'm like, what is going on with this guy? What are you doing, Adam? I thought I was your friend.
Well, man, no, that was a ton of fun. So tell the audience a little about you and Rebecca Wild being here today.
All right, well, we are here, like you said, it's because, you know, we do on our station, Mix 98.1. Well, you guys do it, too. The 36 hours for Kids Radiothon. We do it as a radio group because, for those who know, there are seven of us in one building, seven stations. And so we love everything for the Children's Hospital. And they do this lemonade stand, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's this weekend. So if you're out and about and you see some kid with a lemonade stand, please buy lemonade this weekend because it's probably going to Children's Hospital Richmond at VCU. It's all the cancer research. And something that touched my heart today, a dad was here, and he got Rebecca, dunked her. And his son and the daughter were there, and I was going to go over and give him the son a high, you know, a fist bump, and then he goes, well, he's a little shy. He goes, he just came through like five chemos recently. And I went, oh, bless his heart. So he's one of the children who's being served at Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
So when you see that, you're like, yeah, this is what it's all about.
It gives you goosebumps.
It does. It's like, this is what it's all about, to help these kids. And Children's Hospital is so amazing, and you've been there and seen it. It's just such a beautiful hospital. We're so fortunate to have that here in our community. It's so cool.
Yeah, and there's just so many great things that we can do at Odyssey Richmond to help out the community.
Right.
And this is one of them right now. The Anthem Lemonade Stand here at River City Roll to support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Stop by anytime now until 3 p.m. You know, I'm off the air at 3 p.m. I might have to try to dunk Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go get her. You got to get her. Do it for me. I'll pay. I'll make the donation on your behalf, okay?
We got to get Stubb. We got to get our intern Biff down here as well. You guys do great work in the community. We love having you guys as our teammates at Mix 98.1.
It's fun, and I love talking to you in the hall. You always like it because I'm not a big sports guy, so you love it when I come in with a – the other day I asked you a sports question. You said, Wicker, I was not expecting that from you.
I didn't know Wicker was tracking Caitlin Clark's injury. But you asked me, you were like, what's going on in the sports world? I got to come up with content. It is tough.
It's right
it's
now.
Not much
right,
going on.
Yeah, everything's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, but here's the exciting thing. You've been in this area for a while. This is the first year where the pro football team actually has a chance to contend for a Super Bowl.
See, that is wonderful, and I love that. That's exciting. It really is exciting because it's been a while.
It's been a long time, and we finally have the quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And I love how Jaden has made people who live in this area but don't like the team,
right,
maybe because they didn't like ownership or they didn't like the name, whatever, make them a fan. I have a buddy who's a diehard 49ers fan. He's like, I'm watching every game because of Jaden Daniels.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's what I love. You love it when it kind of unifies everybody and we're all in favor. You know, we're all pulling for the Commanders.
Yeah. So we got to get you back for our NFL competition
Let's do it. Let's do it again. Are we going to do the whole pool and the whole thing?
I think we have to.
As a matter of fact, I won and I had the gift card to River City Roll.
Yeah.
My family and I came. Thanks for that, by the way.
Of course.
We had a good time with that.
Pizza's banging here.
That's right.
Food's good.
I just had a piece of pizza. It's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
No, but we got to get revenge because Stubb won the competition last year in Odyssey, and
I think I was out like the first week. Or
and he's like
week.
He's like a rookie football fan, so it pissed me off. You know, Stubb, you got any confidence that you can win again this year?
Of course I do. It's all confidence. That's all you need.
Yeah. He's just picking by the color or the mascot.
Yeah, right. That's how Rebecca does it. So I'm like, come on.
So what do you guys talk about in the middle of summer?
Well, in the middle of summer, you know, we just talk about all the things. Like the other day, we had a real fun thing talking about vacations and people telling us all these places they've been. And, I mean, gosh, everybody, I don't know what it is this year. Somebody went to Paris.
What?
Somebody went to Switzerland.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm trying to get to Powhatan maybe. You know, how are you guys doing this? And then we just had a lady that was talking about she went to, who was it? Oh, I'm trying to think. It was one of the birthplaces. I can't think of her name all of a sudden. Here in Virginia. And I'm not, Patsy Cline. And she said, so we go, and she goes, it's a little house. And I go, oh, that was exciting. She goes, you would think. She goes, they had one dress, and they go, the rest are in the basement. And we're like, what? So she said, it wasn't so much fun. But then we went to Dino Land right after, and that was great with the kids. Another lady called and goes, I love the Patsy Cline thing, and the Dino Land sucked.
Everyone has their own experience
everybody.
When they go on vacation.
That was great.
Yeah. Do you have any trips you're planning with your family?
We went to a Sandbridge, which I've never been, which is right below. It's part of really Virginia Beach. It's kind of the south of Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Loved it. Went there for a week. It was awesome.
Very cool.
What do you go? What do you like to do?
So I'm going to Charleston this weekend. My cousin just had a kid, so I'm going to see baby Franny.
Oh, great.
So I'm excited for that. And then we just went to Deltaville for the weekend over July 4th, like Deltaville, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was awesome. Man, went out on one of my friend's boat, hung out. And, I mean, it's just when you can go out in the water, it's so beautiful, especially when you get nice weather like that.
Isn't it nice to be on the water? I love the water anytime, anyway.
And, you know, they had this thing. It kind of blew my mind. It was, like, so next generation. It was you blow it up like a tube, all right? But you blow it. It's so big that five people could sit in it. And so you're sitting on the river in this blow-up tool, and it was almost like your own personal hot tub. As
Come
you're
on.
Like sipping drinks in there, and it could fit five people hanging out, and you just blow it up, and it floats, and then you know you let the air out when you're done.
That is awesome. I've never seen something like that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So you're not being pulled behind a boat and going over the lakes and being thrown all over the place.
Just sitting there.
Oh, that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite thing is drinking outside,
right,
with the nice weather.
Yeah
it's great.
That's the way to do it.
Wicker, I always appreciate you stopping by. And
I'm gonna say one thing before I go.
Yeah,
because I was gonna tell you this in the hall the other day. when we were leaving, and you took off and you got in the studio. I said, I'll tell him another time. And I meant to tell you, you do a great job at this show.
Thank you.
Because, you know, we're in the building, we're working, so I don't get to hear you a lot. But when I hear, I go, man, that dude is good at this. So you are really good at this, so I just wanted to tell you that.
Tell Purcell that.
I'm just kidding. But face-to-face, I wanted to tell you, you do a nice job with this show.
Well, you do a great job, too. And we were talking about you earlier. Can you explain to the audience, because it blows my mind, I think it's the funniest thing ever. Why do you only have a few sips of Mountain Dew and then give the rest to Stubb?
Okay, well, here's it's this simple. I love Mountain Dew, but that thing's a 20-ounce. I don't need 20 ounces, right? So I'll get in the mood because, you know, I don't drink a lot of soda.
Uh-huh.
So I get in the mood, I go, oh, I got to get a Mountain Dew. So I get a cup. I don't want
to. So
do
you go to the vending machine or you bring it from home?
No, go to the vending machine downstairs.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about in the kitchen down there. I get it, and I get into those styrofoam cups right there. So I get the cup. I pour it, and sometimes I go, that's enough, I'm good. I seal it back up, and I go sit it on the windowsill for stuff.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, you know, Binky down the hall used to drink Mountain Dew. Well, now she only does diet. So I would give her my leftover.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she goes, I don't drink it anymore. So I'm wandering around the building. Here comes Stubbs. I go, Stubbs, you drink Mountain Dew? He goes, yeah. I go, you're going to get the rest. I go, here's the deal. I don't sip it. I've never touched it. I don't, you know, put my mouth on it. I pour it in a cup. But Stubbs, wasn't it recently? Y'all can see the disappointment. I was real thirsty one day, and I mean, I left him like just a fraction. And I go, you still want this? And he's like, yeah, I'll drink it. I can see him going, dude, where's my normal? Because I normally leave him like half, don't I, Stubbs?
You leave him more than half. Sometimes I barely get any.
But it's not like the Mountain Blast or the red flavor or the blue flavor.
The Baja Blast.
OG.
The OG.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, the OG.
And you let me a Diet Coke once or twice, I think. Or maybe a regular Coke.
I left
Coke.
Him Coke before. It wasn't Diet because I don't drink Diet anything. I'm not into Diet. I'm sorry. I'm not a Diet guy. But every once in a while.
You're in too good shape to be on a Diet. Come on, man.
Every once in a while, I'll do Coke.
Yeah.
And I'll leave them the same amount of Coke, don't I?
Do you do the Coke Zero ever, though?
No, I've never tried it.
I actually really like that.
Really?
But I'm a Diet Coke fan. My parents, like, raised me on it. I wasn't allowed to drink Coke, but Diet Coke I was allowed to.
See, and my wife is that way.
Uh-huh.
Diet Coke or nothing.
Yeah.
And I always tell her, how are you drinking that stuff? I don't like diet. I said, get a real one.
I don't think it's good for me, but it does the job. Wicker, thanks so much for stopping by.
Always, man. Thank you. Stop, see you. And, of course, Adam, you do a great job. Thank you so much.
Yep. Come on down to River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond and the teamwork with Mix 98.1 and Pendleton Law Team here in Richmond. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Why are people moving to Richmond, Virginia? Why is everybody moving to Richmond, Virginia? It's the non-sports topic of the show today. I hadn't heard about this trend until my buddy pointed it out on social media. And now anytime I feel like I open up Instagram or TikTok, I see an influencer talking about Richmond, Virginia. And I find it awesome. I want to know what Stubb and Biff feel. My girlfriend's getting pissed off because she feels like they're trying the most basic things ever. Oh, they went to Stella's Grocery. I've been there 100 times. Oh, they went to Slingshot. I've been there 100 times. But I kind of love it. But there was an article on Axios that said why people, including TikTok influencers, are moving to Richmond. They say Richmond, Virginia is absolutely experiencing a notable influx of influencers, particularly from larger metropolitan areas. The trend has sparked discussion and diverse opinions, some viewing it as a positive sign of the city's growing appeal. Others are concerned about the potential impacts like increased housing costs. Now, we've talked about this topic on the show in the past. Since 2020, Axios estimates over 52,000 people have moved to Richmond. I'm one of those suckers, right? I moved here to take a job, June 2022. I absolutely love it. I don't want to go anywhere anytime soon. I want to stay in Richmond. But there's also this like coming home trend that I think is part of it. One of the girls who posted this story on TikTok, who has gotten 3,000 comments, all these engagements, people stitching it. The local weatherman commented on it as well, did his own version of it. But she mentioned she went to VCU. I went to VCU, graduated in 2015. So it's a homecoming of sorts for me when I moved back in 2022. I have now had 8 friends, Stubb, who went to VCU with me, move away, some as far as Colorado, Charleston. One of my buddies went to Austin, Texas, all coming back here to Richmond, either to buy houses, to get a condo, apartments in Scott's Addition, or maybe they got a job. But it's like I've noticed a coming home trend in my friend group. What do you guys think about the trend here of influencers and people moving to Richmond?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my friends are older than me, and I did grow up in Richmond, but we all went to Tech or somewhere else, and then everyone came back. It's just such a great city. I think a lot of it has to do with work from home. You can live anywhere if your job is virtual, and Richmond is cheap, and there's a lot to do. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it started with work from home, cheap housing, right? I mean, I had 2 or 3 friends that they got married in Northern Virginia. They didn't want to have kids. They wanted to buy a house. They couldn't buy a house in Northern Virginia. Everything was over $600,000. They find a $350,000 place in Richmond, and maybe they start a family. I had 3 different people that literally, one moved to Short Pump, one moved to the Fan, and another one is moving to like the Diamond District area, and it's because they couldn't find anything worth their money in Northern Virginia, in D.C., in Arlington, so they're coming here to Richmond. I think that's what started it. I don't really understand the influencer trend. Has that showed up? Biff, you're a younger member of the team here. Have you noticed a TikTok trend of influencers moving to Richmond?
I don't know if maybe not popular influencers. I think, like you said, I think it's probably just influencers who want to be popular influencers. And especially when you don't have, like, becoming an influencer, you're not getting paid, or at least that good. So I think, like you said, I think Richmond's like the perfect, because there's so much to do, there's so much to show, and there's also it's not expensive to live here. So I haven't really noticed that, like, popular influencers coming here. I remember I was talking to my friend. I said, "Do you think anybody is ever like, yo, let's take a vacation to like Richmond?" And they're like,
I don't know about
maybe the number one city to visit.
That's what I
just last year, right? Yeah,
That, and I know we had a few influencers that moved here, like this one chef that she does a lot of cooking. Her boyfriend played on the Richmond Kickers, that's why she moved here. But I've seen recently, like girls that do like. They fix things in houses, or they make like cute little bookshelves. Moved to Richmond. I had this other girl that does like she does makeup routines. She moved to Richmond that I knew that I followed. So here's what I think it is. Richmond's trendy enough where it's like, you go to L.A., you're competing with the biggest and best. You go to New York, you're competing with the biggest and best. You go to Washington, D.C., you're not just competing with influencers, you're competing with politicians. But you come to Richmond, I think there's enough that people feel like they can influence and make money off of it. I don't know. The weird thing is I'm an influencer, but I hate influencers. I hate everything about them. Like, shut up with your stupid trend, all right? It's not interesting to me at all. But I have seen a huge influx of influencers move to Richmond. I'm looking at the TikTok here and some of these comments. People are just really pointing to, how much there is to do here in Richmond. Like, that's, I think, the big thing is that there's, especially during the summertime, and with there's nice weather and Stubnose, now we have a fancy new theater to check out live music at.
So I was going to bring that up. That's a lot. I mean, just Dave Matthews was here. That's a huge band. That always brings in traction.
Right. And you know, we talked about this. Stubb, I don't even think you were working for the show when we talked about it, because I think I had my previous producer, and we talked about how, what does Richmond need? And everybody said, we need a new baseball stadium. You're getting that, right? Everybody said, we need minor league hockey. I've heard behind the scenes that might happen in Henrico in the next 5 years. And then the third thing people said was, we need a giant amphitheater, right? We need to attract Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and the big... Well, you got Dave Matthews Band. That's pretty damn good with Allianz Amphitheater. Here are the biggest comments online. Because people have family that are close to Richmond, Virginia, they could be close to family. Somebody said, I'm mad about it. They're driving me crazy, all these YouTube influencers. Scooby says, lifelong Richmonder here, and it blows my bleeping mind. I don't understand why people are moving here. It breaks my heart. So some people are for it, some people are against it. This one person said, there's so much less to do here than in L.A. or New York. Why would you choose Richmond? They saw our water plant crisis and decided they wanted to live a simpler life.
I mean, we're not going to compare to New York or L.A. or Chicago.
Right.
But, you know, something like Charlotte or in kind of that realm, I think we're doing
pretty good. Here's some of the trends that I've seen. Top 10 dive bars in Richmond, Virginia.
Hell yeah.
Top 10 burgers in Richmond, Virginia. Top 10 bagel shops in Richmond, Virginia.
People are just
hungry.
It's
a lot of top 10s. It's also a lot of lists. It's list season this summer, right? But it is kind of funny that all these people they're flocking to Richmond and they're taking their iPhone out and they're filming for Instagram. I guess I just did that, filming me knock Wicker into the dunk tank.
Yeah, exactly. You're the issue here. You're the issue.
I did start the trend in 2022, moving back here. First influencer to move back to Richmond. Now there's a million of us, and we're all out there. All we want's your money. We just want your money. No, I'm just kidding. Do you guys have any other thoughts about this, people moving to Richmond? Are you more team positive or team negative about this? Because the housing costs are going up. I mean, that is a negative.
Yeah, I mean, positive for me is I want more sports teams here. I want that minor league hockey, more people that come here, the more chance that has of happening. And then, housing, I'm getting worried about.
Well, yeah.
Luckily, I don't got to worry about that yet. I'm pretty covered. But I was worried, like, because I'm a family man. I don't really want to move too far, so I wanted to come back to Richmond. So I guess in a way, like, you know, since being in sports media, I would love a sports team here. So I guess more people, better chance with a sports team. But again, like, I don't want all the prices stuff. But I don't really want to worry about that right now.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's certainly going to help sell out CarMax Park all of next season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and we are broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, as you can catch me here every Friday throughout the summer and into the NFL season. We'll be here live for Football Festival August 16th, less than a month away, in which we'll have prizes, swag, giveaways. We will send you to Northwest Stadium to see the Washington Commanders. If you come here, the Football Festival, August 16th, we'll be joined by special guests from 910 The Fan, all the lovely voices that you hear talk about your favorite teams, but also the Commanders are sending Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot. So I'm very much looking forward to Football Fest 3 primetime, August 16th from 6 to 10 here at River City Roll. And it's 2 p.m., which means it's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Stubb will get you on hold, and you can chime in. You can be the quarterback of this segment. Biff is our intern for the summer, also a diehard Commanders fan. And I was on Denton Day's show, filling in for Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980. Biff, Stubb, what do you think was the first question involving the Washington Commanders that Denton Day asked me about? This was his most important question heading into training camp. What do you think that was?
I'd imagine, is it Terry going to be there?
Biff, what do you think?
Yeah, I was gonna have to ask if Terry's gonna be there.
That's what it is. That's the main talking point, unfortunately. And it's like, I almost feel like we talked ourselves into a circle here, right? Because we talked about this at the beginning of the offseason. We talked about it in the middle of the offseason. And then everybody spent the entire day on it when Terry McLaurin spoke to the media the other day. We've had no update. Nothing has changed. We're talking ourselves in circles. So, I'm going to repeat my take. I think Terry McLaurin gets signed. Will it be before Monday? Before the start of training camp? It's hard to think that'll happen now. I mean, I go back to months ago. I was told that it would happen July 11th. It's now a week past that. It's July 18th. Will it happen a week later? I don't know. I'm here to tell you I feel confident it will happen before July 27th when they put the pads on. That's when I believe Terry McLaurin will be signed for the Washington Commanders. But it hasn't stopped the front office from making moves. Trey Amos inks a deal. Von Miller with a one-year deal. I put Biff to work today to try to figure out why Terry McLaurin, coming off of a career year, hasn't inked a deal with the Washington Commanders. And what did you find out researching Neil Greenberg's article from the Washington Post about the age of NFL wide receivers?
Yeah, so he said that, well, you got to think about it. So Terry McLaurin is 29, and he wants a three-year deal, most likely, right? And so when he's at the age, at the end of his contract, he's going to be 33?
Well, here's the thing. He's 29 today. When the season starts, he'll be 30 by week two, right? Because it's September 15th is his birthday. It's crazy. He's like the same age as my sister. Makes me feel old. But so he's 20. He'll be 30 week two. Is that over the hump? Keep going.
So Neil Grimmer from the Washington Post, he analyzed wide receiver performances. Most NFL wide receivers begin to decline around age 30 and fall off significantly by age 33. And I was curious about that because he's 100% correct. I was going into it trying to prove him wrong. But what I figured out, between the ages of 27, 29, that's usually where you get peak production, which we've seen from Terry, right? Most 1,000-yard season occur during that era. Then ages 30 to 33, you can see kind of the decline. Now, I don't want to say Terry will decline this year because he had 13 touchdowns. Yeah, if he declines, that's just a good year. I mean, 13, is that the franchise record for touchdowns, right? So I don't want to say he's going to decline, but during this age, you have fewer explosive plays, a slight dip, but then right by 33, 34, that's where the sharp drop-off. And I came up with some examples, and everybody remembers one of the greatest wide receivers of all time, Julio Jones. I mean, at his age, when he was 32, 33, his season at Tampa, he had 22 catches for barely 300 yards. A.J. Green, right before he turned 32, he had 848 yards. Now you're saying, well, that's pretty good. The next year at age 33, he had 236. So, yeah, I mean, you can definitely see some hesitation between the Washington Commanders because of the age of Terry McLaurin. But I think Terry McLaurin still should get paid. And I think people should calm down and understand, not be mad at the front office for that.
Yeah, but would you say at his peak, was Julio Jones better than Terry McLaurin?
Was Julio Jones at his peak better than Terry McLaurin? Yeah.
He was. He was. He had 1,800 yards in a season. He had 1,600. He had a 10-touchdown year. He had 5 years in a row with at least 6 touchdowns. But here's the thing. Year 30, all right, in his career, he's 30 years old, 1,300 yards, 6 touchdowns. The next year, 700. The next year, 400. The next year, 299. Then he's out of the league, right? He had that small stint with Philly. It didn't work out, right? And then you look at Santana Moss, right, in Washington. Year 31, 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns. The next year, he has RG3, but only 500 yards. 500 yards a year after that, 400, and then he's done. He's out of the league, right? How about the guy that I would compare Terry to, who played in the Burgundy and Gold, Pierre Garçon? At age 30, he was with Washington, had 1,000 yards that year. Next year, goes to San Francisco, 500 yards. Next year after that, he's out of the league, right? That's the issue right here, is that Terry McLaurin's, he's at that age that you're about to see decline. It might not happen this year. It might not happen the next year. I almost guarantee it would happen by the end of that year, and that's the deal with this contract here. there is a massive drop-off when you get to age like 33. Actually, from what I saw, it was more like 22 and a half was where you really saw the decline, which is annoying because that would be the third year of a three-year deal for Terry McLaurin. So I think he gets signed 2 years, $70 million, maybe even $72 million. I would be okay with that. I know that 36 number would make him the second highest paid wide receiver behind Ja'Marr Chase, but you might have to do that because those records get broken every year, all right? And it simply comes down to next in line to get paid, right? There's going to be another wide receiver next year that gets paid. Maybe more than Terry McLaurin, might not be even as good as him, but he's next in line to get paid. And I just feel like Terry holds all the cards here. I don't understand people arguing that Washington's front office has power because he's under contract.
No.
It's like you haven't been paying attention to this league here. The players hold the most power. They decide whether or not they're going to step on the field or not. All the front office does is write him a check, right? And so Terry decides. He has every power in the world. He will decide if he'll step on the field at training camp next week. He will decide if he'll step on the field week one. He will decide if he steps on the field at all, and he will decide if he demands a trade or not. He holds all the power in the world. He's coming off of a career season. Washington, you know what Adam Peters has to do, unfortunately? He's got to bend the knee.
Yeah.
He's got to bend the knee to Terry McLaurin. You want $34 million a year? Done. You want 35? All right, we're only going to give you a two-year deal.
Yeah.
They have to bend the knee.
There's two reasons why I think you have to do this deal. One is because Terry McLaurin is probably the most important player on and off the field for this Commander team. You hear how good of a teammate he is. You see how good of a leader he is. Without him, the mindset, I mean, you have good leaders like Frankie Louvu, Bobby, but Terry's been there through everything. There's not one player on that team.
And the other thing is, you're setting a precedent here, right? Terry's done everything.
It's like it doesn't matter.
If you don't pay him, then why would anybody come to Washington and devote their time and their development to the Commanders? Because you've set the precedent that we don't pay our own.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the more I do have more confidence in that a deal will get done. It may be not what everyone expected. Maybe people might think it's too expensive, but I don't really care. Get this man back into a Washington. Get him back into on the field throwing with Jay and Daniels. That's all we need right now.
So my prediction is July 26th, 2 years, $70 million. July 26th, 2 years, $70 million. Tell me if I'm right. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, and it's a party here because we're all supporting the Children's Hospital of Richmond. River City Roll has teamed up with Pendleton Law Team, to partner up and host an Anthem Lemonade Stand today at River City Roll to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Stop by anytime till 3 p.m. Try your aim at the Dunk Tank, featuring Jeff Wicker and Rebecca Wild from Mix 98.1 Odyssey Richmond. $20 off your bowling when you donate $10 or more. It all goes to the Children's Hospital of Richmond. You can sip some ice cold lemonade for a great cause. We can work together, team, to make this the sweetest fundraiser of the summer. Come roll with us at River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Wanted to do another Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. As I was asked this morning on the Team 980, how many touchdowns will Jaden Daniels throw this year? If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I'll give you my answer, but first I want to go to the boys behind the glass here. Look, Jaden Daniels had one of the most iconic rookie seasons in the history of the National Football League. And he was throwing the ball to Olamani Zaccheaus and Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey, and an old as dirt Zach Ertz. And you know what? It still worked. With a bad offensive line, with a running game that really couldn't establish, you know, themselves early in games, he had one of the best seasons in Commanders history for a quarterback and one of the best seasons in NFL history for a rookie quarterback. The future is now with Jaden Daniels in his 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Stubb, how many touchdowns will Jaden Daniels throw in 2025 and why?
I'm going to say that it starts with a 3.
Ooh. What do you mean? Like 30-something?
Yeah. I'm going to go crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
Let me sip what you're sipping.
Give me
more.
An MVP
That's a Super Bowl
season.
Championship.
Bowl championship. Give me he's throwing to Debo. He's throwing to Terry because we're going to sign him. He might even throw to Eckler and B-Route for touchdowns. I want a crazy season from him.
Oof. All right. 30-something. I like that number
going
a
up
lot.
There.
Can you give me an exact number?
I'll go 30 flat. I'll go flat.
Okay. So let me tell you who threw for 30 or more touchdowns last season. Only 5 guys. Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Lamar, Baker, Joe Burrow. If Bo Nix can throw for 29 as a rookie, if Bo Nix can throw for 29, Jaden can throw for 30. I like that a lot. Biff, you're up.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think about how many. He had, 25 touchdowns last year?
25 touchdowns last year.
25
touchdowns. Joe Burrow led the league with 43.
Yeah, so I don't think he's touching that. I was going to say I wouldn't be surprised because C.J. Stroud had 20 touchdowns this year, and he had a slump. So I'm going to go I'm going to go either. It's going to be in between 28 and we're going to say 34. I don't think in between there. I think that's a very, because I think now you got to understand he's upgraded his wide receiver room, and I think at the end of the day I think he's going to be rushing the ball a lot more. I want to see him rush for touchdowns too. So yeah, I'm gonna say in between 28, 34. If I put money on it, I say 30, 31.
Okay, so you're in with 31. Stubbs in with 30. I don't want to disappoint people and deflate the room here.
Oh jeez.
But I said 17 Nancy. Touchdowns.
What the?
17 touchdowns.
All right, get this guy off the show.
I think here's what it comes down to. I don't think that this is a team that's going to be relying on Jaden Daniels to throw the ball into the end zone. What are we hoping will be our strength? The offensive line. What were we not able to do last year? Run the damn ball into the end zone. What do the good football teams do? They get to the red zone and they pound it in. Too many times this year, we were forced for Jaden to throw it on fourth down, fourth and one from the one, right? That's bogus. You didn't hear anybody complaining about Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl, only throwing 18 touchdowns last year for the Philadelphia Eagles because Saquon ran it in and Hurts ran it in. You don't need to throw 25-plus touchdowns to have success if you're able to run the ball. And so I think Brian Robinson gets into the end zone 7 or 8 times. I think we're sleeping on Debo Samuel in a running back role, getting into the end zone a few times. Austin Eckler, maybe Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or Chris Rodriguez. I think Jaden Daniels can have a very successful season with just 17 touchdowns, but I'm predicting over 4,000 yards. I'm predicting he does the completion percentage of 69% again. I think he wins 10-plus games. I just don't think he has the touchdowns because I don't think he's going to be asked to do that as much. I'm not saying this is a negative, just 17 touchdowns, but, like, look what you got from a lot of guys last year that you know, didn't have the 25-plus touchdowns but still had a really solid season. And so I think the yards to me are more important than Jayden Daniels throwing it into the end zone. He'll throw it in the end zone if they need him to. But my whole thing about this offseason was we bolstered the line. Now you put the line to work. And you hand the ball to B-Rob at the five-yard line, and he's got to get into the end zone. And so that's why I'm saying he takes a step back with the touchdowns. I think he'll throw for the yards. I think we'll have a great season. But I think 17 touchdowns can still be a very good season if you're getting the touchdowns from someone else.
My biggest problem with is like I love B-Rob. Don't get me wrong, and I think he's a bulldozer. I worry that he isn't going to be as effective because of, well, first off, I worry about his injury. He's not always that injured, but I feel like he's always like missing like three games, right? And I worry that, I mean, Austin Eckler is not going to get into the end zone unless he's throwing the ball. So I worry that the rushing touchdown. So I kind of agree with you, and I kind of want to change my answer, but I'm going to stick on it because I know what you say. You got to make, once you say it, you got to stick with it. So I'm going to stick with it, but I worry about the rushing game. But I do like that. I do understand what you're saying.
Look, if Jayden Daniels is forced to throw the ball for 30 touchdowns, we're talking about a team that's probably going to draft a running back or maybe even make a midseason trade for a running back.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, we need that to get over the hump and to get back to the conference championship. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. 833-804-0910. We'll take your calls next on AWOD Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.